Do celebrity deaths always come in threes? Apparently they do occasionally, but there was a third. It was Ozzy Osbourne, Malcolm Jamal Warner, and Connie Francis, who was a 50s singer that I have to admit I thought was already dead.
Oh, is she the one that did the, like, pretty little baby?
Yeah, yeah, okay, you see that all over TikTok. Oh, yeah. People are reenacting that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did see that.
Wow.
I had never heard of her before.
She completed the trilogy.
I don't know. Does she rise to the level?
I don't know.
There's a debate.
Yeah.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
This is the Theme Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
There's one school district, the Lawrence County School District, has made a big rule change for the kids and the parents this year. I guess they're no longer going to accept doctor's notes for absences.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you're not at school, you're just marked as absent.
Okay, if you're still a little sleepy and haven't had as much of your coffee, they are not saying they're no longer accepting parents' notes.
No, they're not
taking... They're no longer accepting
doctor's notes either.
Which is the next level,
right.
Usually.
Yeah.
They say, oh, you got to get something from your doctor in order for this to be legit.
Mm-hmm. I guess if you go to school sick and the nurse sends you home, you're marked as tardy.
Why?
It's not an excuse. I don't know.
That's so bizarre.
Michael Atkins is the director of Lawrence County Schools. And he had this to say on Channel 4 yesterday.
You could end up failing the grade. You could fail the course. You're going to be petitioned to court. You're not going to participate in graduation, get your driver's license permit. And if you got the sniffles, that's fine. You're going to have them when you go to work one day. We've all gone to work sick and hurt and beat up.
Okay.
Okay, cool. You're an adult. You're not a kid, first of all.
I guess if you're absent for more than like 8 days, they take it to juvenile court for truancy.
Yeah.
So but the thing is, all the other counties around Lawrence County, that's where Lewisburg is,
mm-hmm.
or Lawrenceburg rather, and they said, no, we're fine with notes. In fact, if it's you're just out sick a couple days, you don't even need a note. But apparently, there's some issues in Lawrence County.
Pardon my French, but I think this guy's got a hard on for just power, and he's got unresolved issues.
He's got some issues he's trying to work through, I think.
How about you get a doctor's note from a therapist that says you're working through whatever is driving this insane little power trip you got going on?
Yeah, no offense, but that sounds nuts.
I guess he said there's going to be exceptions for verified chronic illnesses and several other things.
Well, like serious injuries.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he said the students need to learn reliability and work ethic.
I think he's just trying to give them tough love.
Yeah, but like it's not
coming off that way.
100%.
Right. And if you're another parent and you've got a kid in the school district and your kid is healthy, you don't want the sick kid coming into work. And that is actually, I don't know if what this guy does for a living outside of being on the school board, but like that's kind of a thing at every job. Like, sure, you go in with the sniffles, but if you're sick or you're contagious.
And you're going to go in with a fever and be contagious.
Nobody wants you there.
That's kind of the real world.
If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Like, that's what we've done, too, of like, hey, I don't feel good. I'm going to stay home.
Didn't we learn nothing from COVID?
Yeah. You know, it sounds like I don't think anybody is like advocating for like, oh, yeah, people just stay home whenever you want.
Right.
No,
but it sounds like he's taking the extreme versions of that and applying it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know this man, but is it possible he's one of those people that screams at the umpire at his kid's Little League game and at the coach and.
And it clouds.
Yeah.
And it clouds.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
You know, every day is a National Something Day. Mm-hmm. Today is National Tequila Day, and it's also National Cousins Day. You combine those two, and it becomes Valentine's Day in Mississippi. The only reason I'm telling you is that is so I could do that joke.
Oh, we know. We know how you operate.
And now I can rest easy.
That's why you're here. So every day that the president tells everybody to stop paying attention to the Jeffrey Epstein files, something new comes out tying him to them. So yesterday, the Wall Street Journal put out a report that says that Donald Trump was mentioned in the Epstein files, and he was informed by the attorney general that his name appeared in those files back in May.
Mm.
And ever since then, he's been saying, we're not showing anybody those files. Stop talking
about
it.
They don't exist.
Wall Street Journal has been already sued by the president in just the last few days over them saying he had written the naughty birthday card to Jeffrey Epstein. But they're not backing down. Apparently, they have truly investigated and stand by their stories.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. I guess what Rupert Murdoch owns them, and he also owns Fox News,
right?
The people that kind of helped him get the message.
Yeah, and they've been losing a lot of lawsuits these days. So, they're sticking up with this one.
Well, Aldi is offering something for bachelorettes that, in my opinion, is pretty cool. They are offering free bachelorette bundles for bachelorette parties in Nashville, Miami, New Orleans, Vegas, and Phoenix throughout August. So you can go to xoaldi.com and reserve a bundle. It comes with some hydration sticks, koozies, temporary tattoos, and a $50 Aldi gift card. So why not?
Good for them.
Yeah.
For me, who shops at Aldi, I don't know if I really want to hear the woo girls inside the special finds aisle, but...
You're not wrong.
Okay, we had some bad news and some good news for the state of Tennessee. First, the bad news. The woke snots at CNBC, they have ranked Tennessee last in the nation for quality of life. And this is due to factors like crime rates and health care. Tennessee is ranked last, according to them.
The worst quality of life in America.
Even worse than Mississippi.
It's got it. Yeah, there's one city that's bringing us down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be because Memphis is included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, we had some very good news yesterday.
So apparently, according to a study, America's favorite city is Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the favorite sister city.
Yeah, we have the most, favorite city, yet the worst state.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do these coexist?
Well, as we mentioned yesterday, we'll give you a hint. It starts with mem and ends in fuss. So, Memphis. If we got rid of Memphis, our ranking would go way up.
Yeah.
No offense if you're from Memphis and you lived in Memphis for a short time. Congratulations on getting out alive.
Right. And they're probably nodding their head in their car right now, being like, mm-hmm. "Yep, you're right."
Yeah. I'm picturing this whole situation like a Netflix series. Like, critics are giving the whole season of Tennessee a 1, but like Nashville is the breakout character that deserves her own show.
Yeah, yeah. Nashville get its own spinoff.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Nashville is a bigger city, and we have growing cities like Chattanooga.
Right, right. And it's an it city. It's a go-to destination.
Knoxville. But then you have very rural parts of the state where people are really, they don't make much money at all. And they're just barely getting by. So, I don't know. It is kind of a tale of two Tennessees.
Maybe that's it. We need to secede. Middle Tennessee needs to secede from East and West Tennessee.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. Yeah. Do we become our own state?
I like it. Let's lead the charge.
Okay.
Maybe we take Nashville out of it, like downtown Nashville out of it too. Because then we wouldn't have to deal with the bachelorette parties and all the tourists who decide they want to stay.
Right.
Downtown Nashville would be kind of like a district... 12.
Like the Vatican City.
In the Hunger Games.
In the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
That's where all the fancy people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, isn't that District
all the surrounding areas are District 13.
Yeah. I think it's District 1.
Oh, is it okay? City?
Yeah. I think so.
That's right.
I think so.
Right. I get my district.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's all the same.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show in our Eurostone studios. We play Gender Wars twice a day. Coming up next, we'll be playing. And just after 8 o'clock, we got room for a couple of contestants, if you'd like to play, you can now text us 615-553-0933. We'll save you a spot for Gender Wars next hour.
We need one man, one woman.
Mm-hmm.
We'll line you up to play, and then you don't have to try to get through when the game is happening.
That's
we'll call you, and we'll be ready to go. So, a peek into my private life.
Okay.
If you were to be a fly on the wall of my house yesterday, you would have heard me say, "Hey, Jed. Do we have any sour cream?" To which she said, "Just look." And I said, "Well, why should I look if you know in your head if we have sour cream or not? Because if we're out of sour cream, I could go into the fridge and I could be searching and searching and searching and not find it, only to find out that you knew we didn't have sour cream and you could have told me in 1 second.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have to go through that thing.
Yeah.
And she said, well, why do you think I would retain the information of what our sour cream level is and what are the coordinates in the refrigerator of where the sour cream is? And I said, well, you hold on to, I didn't say stupid, stuff like that in your head. And she says, well, I think we both hold on to information, but it's different stuff.
Now, I think we all have an ability to, you know a whole lot about nothing.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, I might know about the sour cream and whether we're out of sour cream and where it is in the fridge. But you also remember who scored a touchdown in a week 3 matchup of a Titans game in a forgettable 2016-17 season.
Uh-huh.
But you can't keep track of whether there's sour cream in the house. And I was like, okay. Touche.
Yeah.
We hold on to different things.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have room for sour cream. You're too worried about sports scores.
But did she know?
She did.
Okay. So was she trying to prove a point of having you look?
I think so.
Because that was where my head went first. Yeah. Was like, I get frustrated with my husband sometimes where like he relies on me too much of asking me things when I'm like, just figure it out yourself.
Right. Just go try. Yeah. Yes. Don't have to have me hold your hand.
Yeah. But this is, I mean, that might be something.
But then that led to another conversation, which is I like the coordinates thing of knowing where the sour cream is. So she said, yes, we do have sour cream. I don't know if it's still good, but it's in there.
All right.
And then I said, look, well, where is it? She's like, just it's where it always is. And then I look where I think it always is. And it's not there. And I said, it's not there. Well, she says, what? Just keep looking. Just move your eyes to the left, to the right. Uh-huh.
My girlfriend and I go through that too, because she'll always say, oh, look for that in the refrigerator. And I say, I don't see it, because you just man looked.
Yes.
There is a man look thing.
Yeah.
And unless the sour cream is waving its arms at me, I'm not going to see it.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
There's a horse in the hospital. So at Sunrise Children's Hospital, the Children's Hospital in Las Vegas, they are welcoming mini therapy horses in to visit the kids. In fact, according to the Americans with Disability Act, there are two animals that are allowed in places like that, and they are therapy dogs.
Yes.
And mini therapy horses, who's the tallest of them. Their back comes up to maybe your waist.
Oh, wow. Little baby horses.
Little horses go in and entertain patients and bring them smiles. And one of them has learned to play an electronic keyboard.
Stop.
Sounds like a horse siren.
It's kind of a avant-garde, experimental jazz, of music.
But, oh my gosh, I love that.
That is really cool.
How can you not smile if you're a patient in the hospital?
And a mini horse playing a musical instrument shows up.
Exactly.
I love that.
And it's a group called Tiny Spirits. They're a nonprofit that helps people feel better through tiny horses coming into hospitals.
Mission accomplished. That's great.
So awesome.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow. All right, Gina, prepare for your universe to be turned upside down.
Uh-oh.
You have stated many times on the show, it's a well-established fact, that your favorite movie in the history of all cinema is Grease 2.
Yeah.
BuzzFeed did a list and asked actors the role they regretted most.
Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer, the star of Grease 2, said that was the most regrettable role she's ever had.
But she was so good in it.
She says that it was the worst movie. I hated that film with a vengeance and could not believe how bad it was.
Then she really wasn't acting, because she seemed like she hated everybody in that movie.
Oh, so yeah, she
yeah.
hated.
Yeah,
so
and that was her breakout role too. Yeah. That was like her first big movie, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah,
big movie.
I saw it quotes. Years ago. Like I don't know when it came out. I don't remember anything from the movie. Mm-mm. So, did she have to look disinterested? Was that her character?
She was
like the bad girl.
Yeah, she was kind of like the head of the group, but didn't really want to be the head of the group, and then. She kind of didn't want to be in the group anymore.
I've already lost interest. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's.
I'm sorry.
She was just kind of like over it.
Yeah.
That was kind of her.
Okay. So
deal.
Just like the movie on the set, she was over it.
She was over it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I'm saying I don't think she was acting much in it.
Gotcha.
Clearly she was done.
Also, also on the list, Sandra Bullock regrets Speed 2.
Speed 2, but not 1?
No, well, right. Speed 1 was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
George Clooney regrets Batman. I think we all regretted that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone says Judge Dredd was his biggest regret.
Never heard of it.
But early 90s yeah. sci-fi weird.
Oh, but yes. Sylvester
Stallone was in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot and Rhinestone with Dolly Parton. And that's your biggest regret?
These are all movies that Gina's going, what are you
yeah,
even talking about?
Yeah, I'm laughing along with you guys as if I know what you're
right.
talking about.
They were 40 years ago, but...
Yes. But we didn't have a radio show 40 years ago, so I'm sure you couldn't talk about it then.
I've been
See?
Holding on to this the whole time.
I've been saving this up for this moment.
I hope we get to talk about Grease, too, so I yeah. can also yeah. talk about these other movies.
I look into the future and say, in 2025, we'll talk about Grease, too. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Are we ready to play Gender Wars? Yes. Yes, we are. Brought to you by Structure Group. Remodeling indoor, outdoor. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, which is structuregroup.us. All right. For the ladies in the audience, we have Laura in Madison. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Hello. For the guys, we have Chris in Murfreesboro. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. How about a get a corny question?
Sure. Laura, what would you do if you had an extra hour every day?
Probably sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris, what about you?
Definitely more time with family and friends, just enjoying life.
Mm. All right. Very nice.
Okay. You each have a screw you can use, and we begin the game with multiple choice questions.
All right. Laura, are official Major League Baseballs made by Rawlings, Nike, or Adidas?
Rawlings.
Rawlings is
yeah.
right.
Correct.
Good job.
Okay, Chris, did actress Megan Fox make a baby with Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Wayne, or Travis Barker?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah,
yes, she did.
There you go.
And I am sure she regrets it.
Hope that kid has a good health plan yeah, so he can go to therapy.
All the therapy will be throughout the years. Laura. The tool you use to tighten and loosen a drill bit is known by what man's name? We need an answer.
Out of time.
Sorry. Chuck. It's a Chuck key.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Well, you'll know next time.
Me either.
Okay, Chris.
Right. Chris, you can take the lead here.
Why would a woman spray lemon juice on her hair?
To lighten it up, to make
yeah.
it more
yeah.
There you go.
If I had hair, I'd probably know that.
All right, Laura. Eric Cartman yeah. is a character from what long-running animated comedy? Eric Cartman.
Yes.
Sorry.
I know it.
Yeah.
Oh. As soon as you say it.
South Park.
I know them. South Park. Yeah.
South Park. Yeah, now you know it.
Yes, I do.
Sorry, Laura, you came up short, but we hope you'll play again real soon.
Yeah.
And Chris, you are the winner.
Woo. Nicely Woo. Done. We've got some prizes right. for you, certificate of gratification. And thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So Brian Koberger, the guy who murdered the four students in Idaho,
right.
he has finally been sentenced. He's going to serve four continuous life sentences for those crimes. Thankfully, he'll be put away for life. And the family got to kind of have their last words with him,
mm-hmm.
I think, yesterday. So hopefully there's like a little bit of justice they're feeling, but I mean, how much justice can you
right,
feel?
Right. At least have some closure, I guess.
Yep. Yeah.
Jamie Ellis is here from Souls for Souls. one of the coolest charities that, you know, is, I don't know, been a Nashville tradition.
Yeah, for years.
People helping people.
Yeah, well, I feel like Souls for Souls has probably been around Nashville as long as you guys have, right?
Yeah.
It'll be 20 years next year, which is crazy for us to think about. But what's important to know about this is in Middle Tennessee, there are more than 4,000 children that are experiencing homelessness. And those are just the ones that we know about, right?
Right, right.
And so for us, we started working with the school districts, and you know, there are a lot of places that give them food and other resources, but shoes are expensive.
They are.
Yeah, and kids need a different pair because they're growing.
That's right, right. Like, right. They outgrow the shoes they had last year.
Exactly right. So we decided, well, that's what we do best, right, is shoes. And so we started working with our brand partners. So any of the brands that you can think of off the top of your head for athletic shoes, we work with them.
Oh, excellent.
And so we're able to get those because of our relationships with them and because of other fundraising efforts that we do. We're able to get them at a very low cost. So what we tell people is for $20, you can provide one student with a pair of shoes to start the new year off right. And that's amazing, right? Yeah. $20 is not that much in the grand scheme of things and can make a huge impact.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, they could be proud of themselves going to school instead of worried that other kids are going to make fun of their shoes, if they had some. Yeah.
That's right. There's a lot to it. It's, I mean, it's how they feel about themselves, having
self-esteem,
something good, on their feet to, just to get around. And there's just so many aspects.
And we hear from so many of our school district partners as well, too, that the confidence thing is a huge part of it for kids, especially younger kids, especially middle school kids.
Yeah. Right. Middle school kids scare me to death.
They scare everyone. So I think when you give them something that's uniquely theirs and is fun and brand new, it just gives them that confidence boost. But we also hear like it helps them attend school more regularly. It helps them do extracurricular activities. It helps them get jobs. Like for high school students, we hear that all the time. So there's a longer reach with this than just, hey, let's give you a pair of shoes and call it a day. We see this and we hear this from our partners.
That's pretty
cool. It affects every part of their lives.
Yep. We're calling it with you guys, we're calling it Souls for the 615 because we want to make sure that people know that when they donate to this, it's going directly to kids here in Middle Tennessee. So you guys can go on your website. I know you guys are blasting it everywhere for us.
We're TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Yeah. That's right. And just donate there. So if you want to do $20, we will obviously always take more than that, but we would love at least $20 to provide one student with a new pair of shoes this year.
Very cool. That's awesome.
It's an easy thing, and it really makes a difference for somebody. Souls for Souls, one of our favorites, and just like a Nashville tradition. So, Jamie Ellis, thank you so much for stopping by, and thanks for partnering up with us to help kids get some shoes.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Of course, the sad passing of Ozzy Osbourne, I guess he told his family during their reality show when his funeral comes up that he didn't care what they did, that they could play Justin Bieber if they wanted.
Oh, wow.
He said he wants it to be a celebration instead of a mope fest.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
And also, I guess Drake performed in Birmingham, England, where Ozzy had his last concert. He stopped on a bridge to pour one out for Ozzy. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's not about Ozzy. That's about you.
Right.
Nobody likes you.
Look at me.
You know his like personal videographer was standing next to him when he did it too.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, is the lighting good on this?
Yeah.
No. Shut up, Drake.
It was a last minute inspirational thing that was not planned.
For. Yeah. Kendrick Lamar was always right about you.
A minor.
Flashback.
So there are some people that just can't tolerate a CPAP mask. This may be good news. I guess a new once-a-night pill showed some serious health improvements for people who have sleep apnea.
Really?
I guess it works by activating throat muscles during your sleep.
Right, because that's, I guess, how it happens is your muscles in your throat relax, and that way it blocks your
closes
air.
Closes up, yeah. So this could be good news. I guess if regulators sign off, it could hit the market by next year as the first pill for sleep apnea.
Wow. That's cool. That'd be a huge breakthrough.
Yeah, that's really cool. You wouldn't have those like lines on your face anymore. My dad has those.
Oh, yeah. Sound like Darth Vader.
Yeah. It's okay. They go away after about an hour.
Yeah. So the Music City Sports Card Collectibles and Autograph Show is coming back this September. And guess who's going to be there? Charlie Sheen.
For Charlie Sports Sheen? Collectibles?
Yeah, you know, he was in Major League.
Oh, that's right.
He was in a movie about sports one time.
He played a baseball player once.
Yeah, so he'll be there on Saturday. There's other athletes that'll be there, too. But
you can pay him for his autograph because drugs don't buy themselves.
That's exactly. Very true, yes. What are we doing today, you guys?
I'm headed out to see the Fantastic Four movie. Even though I hated all the previous attempts to make that movie, hoping this one's going to be better.
Everyone has been terrible. So maybe Pedro will take it over the top. I know it'll have a good first weekend at least.
We'll find out today.
Yeah. Yep. And what you doing?
I'm just going to mow. I mean, I just want credit for mowing, you know, because it sucks so much in this weather that
and
I just.
So hot.
Yeah, I just want everybody to throw a parade for me when I'm braving the weather to mow. Mm-hmm. So, okay, go ahead, Gina.
You're so good. I hope my husband's listening in on that. You know what? You guys might have convinced me to go see it too, because I kind of have an open day after a couple meetings, so I might go.
We will give you our full report on it tomorrow.
I have been craving movie theater popcorn
and
ices, so. Yeah. That might be my gateway into convincing Landon to go.
All right.
Let's see.
Yeah. Maybe you can just get it to go. You don't even have to see
the
movie.
They do DoorDash it.
Do they really?
Yes, they DoorDash that.
Oh, all right. We're going to have to talk about this tomorrow on the show. All right. It's a preview. Friday edition of Woody and Jim.
Totally. It's 93.3 FM.